This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen on Monday welcomed the massive turnout in Turkish presidential elections over the weekend.
We have to see for the second round. We are following very closely the announcements on this file, and we have to see what the second round brings.
Turkey's presidential election will be decided in a runoff, election officials announced Monday after incumbent Recep Tayyip Erdogan pulled ahead of his chief challenger but fell short of an outright victory that would extend his increasingly authoritarian rule into a third decade. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said from a train cabin on Monday he was on his way home and described new defense packages pledged by European governments as newer and more powerful weapons. In a video address from a train taking him back to Kyiv after days of meeting European leaders, Zelensky said he had secured, quote, more protection for our people and greater political support. Zelensky met British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak in London earlier on Monday, the last stop on a tour that brought him to Rome, Berlin, and Paris over 3 days, pocketing major new pledges of weapons along the way. Britain, which last week became the first Western country to offer Ukraine long-range cruise missiles, followed that up during Zelensky's visit on Monday with a pledge of drones that could strike at a range of 200 kilometers. The commander of South Africa's ground forces is in Moscow for talks, the country's military said Monday, confirming earlier Russian media reports days after Washington accused Pretoria of secretly providing arms to Russia. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A month after Sudan's conflict erupted, hundreds of people are stuck in Port Sudan battling extreme heat and dwindling supplies of food and water. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
It's been a month since Sudan's sudden eruption into violence. Hundreds of thousands have been displaced by bombings and gunfire, mainly from the capital Khartoum. But for many still stranded in the coastal city Port Sudan, they're now facing extreme heat and a lack of water and shelter. Stranded families have been sleeping inside tents they've built from blankets, or huddling in shaded areas as they try to escape the intense sunlight. Meanwhile, the violence they fled continues back in Khartoum.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Senegalese opposition leader Ousmane Sonko has appealed a libel conviction that could prevent him running in presidential elections next year, one of his lawyers said, as another round of protests broke out on Monday. Last week, Sonko received a suspended 6-month sentence for libel stemming from his accusations that the Minister of Tourism had embezzled funds. The conviction cast doubts over Sonko's eligibility to run for president in an election where Macky Sall is widely expected to seek a third term. The U.S. Transportation Security Administration is testing the use of facial recognition technology at a handful of airports across the country. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
A traveler puts their driver's license into a slot that reads the card, then looks at a camera on a screen about the size of an iPad. It captures an image and compares it to the ID.
What we are trying to do with this is aid the officers to actually determine that you are who you say you are.
Jason Lim with TSA showed off the technology at the Baltimore-Washington International Thurgood Marshall Airport. Once the process is complete,
your ID scan as well as your live photo is deleted upon match.
Right now, facial recognition technology is at 16 airports. I'm Ed Donahue.
A woman who says she worked as a consultant for Rudy Giuliani alleges in court papers the former New York City mayor coerced her into sex and owes her nearly $2 million. Noelle Dunphy said in the lawsuit that she was Giuliani's business development director from 2019 to 2021. She initially made her allegations public in January, but she detailed her claims further in a legal complaint filed Monday in New York. Giuliani denied the allegations through a spokesperson. His lawyer had also previously denied Dunphy ever worked for Giuliani. Follow us on the VOA mobile app or online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.